From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Relief workers say the largest remaining hospital in Aleppo, Syria, was bombed Saturday for the second time in recent days. A spokesman for the Syrian American Medical Society said the M10 hospital was hit by at least two barrel bombs as physicians performed emergency medical procedures on a small group of patients. Talal Abul Youssef is an ambulance driver. He says airstrikes targeted infrastructure and hospitals. The area was completely destroyed by around seven airstrikes. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say about 30 doctors remain to treat 300,000 residents trapped in Aleppo as government forces pressed their offensive Saturday on the edges of a key neighborhood in the city's north. The bombing came as government forces and their Russian allies continued an offensive to recapture the entire city. The monitors say at least 20 people, including six children, were killed in airstrikes elsewhere in the rebel sector of Aleppo. Residents of Jamaica are buying groceries and water and awaiting the arrival of Hurricane Matthew, a massive storm making its way through the southern Caribbean. Matthew, with sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour, is the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean since 2007. Andrew Holness is Jamaica's prime minister.
What we know is that we will be impacted by the storm. All the models show that Jamaica will be within the 90% effect band of the storm.
Forecasters have issued a hurricane warning for portions of Haiti. Cuba has declared a state of emergency in five eastern provinces. This is VOA News.